This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A UN agency said Friday the first 8 months of the year saw 785 migrants die trying to reach Spain's Canary Islands, more than double than in the same period of 2020. The International Organization for Migration announced among the dead there were 177 women and 50 children. It says the worst month was August, when 379 pairs trying to cross from Northwest Africa to enter Europe. The total death toll from January to August is already the highest since records began in 2014, even for a full year. One official says the death toll is likely undercounted, citing unseen sinkings which leave no survivors and are impossible to track. The UN agency claims a total of nearly 10,000 migrants arrived in the Canaries by sea over the first 8 months of 2021, a 140% increase on the same period of last year. The European Union on Friday condemned alleged Russian cyber attacks that have targeted Germany in the run-up to this weekend's election for Chancellor Angela Merkel's successor. Foreign policy chief Joseph Borrell said, quote, some EU member states have observed malicious cyber activities collectively designated as Ghostwriter and associated these with the Russian state. Borrell's statement said the EU and its member states, quote, strongly denounce these malicious cyber activities, which all involved must put to an end immediately. Berlin this month strongly criticized what it called Russian attempts to influence the September 26th election of a new parliament. German intelligence believes they have been trying to gain access to the private email accounts of federal and regional MPs. Find more at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Authorities said Friday a volcano in Spain's Canary Islands continues to produce explosions with lava. A European Union monitor claims the lava has destroyed almost 400 buildings on La Palma, including many homes on the western side of the island of 85,000 people. On a visit to La Palma, Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez announced a package of measures to help get the island back on its feet and, quote, rebuild lives. Scientists say the lava flows could last for weeks or months. Authorities haven't reported any casualties from the eruption. Scientists had been monitoring the volcano activity and had warned a possible eruption, allowing almost 7,000 people to be evacuated in time. China's central bank on Friday declared all transactions involving Bitcoin and other virtual currencies illegal, stepping up a campaign to block use of the unofficial digital money. Chinese banks were banned from handling cryptocurrencies in 2013, but the government issued a reminder this year that reflected official concern cryptocurrency mining and trading might still be going on, or the state-run financial system might be indirectly exposed to risks. Friday's notice complained Bitcoin and other digital currencies disrupt the financial system and are used in money laundering and other crimes. Promoters of cryptocurrencies say they allow anonymity and flexibility, but Chinese regulators worry they may weaken the ruling Communist Party's control over the financial system and say they might help to conceal criminal activity. Singapore said on Friday it will tighten COVID-19 curbs from next week to limit social gatherings to two people and make working from home a default in a bid to contain a spike in infections and reduce pressure on the healthcare system. Authorities said cases have increased more rapidly than had been expected, while the city-state's vaccination rate has plateaued after hitting about 82%, one of the highest rates in the world. Singapore's health ministry says to further protect its population, the Southeast Asian nation is also expanding its booster vaccine shot program to cover those aged 50 to 59 years old. And environmental activists, many of them students taking time out from school, staged rallies around the world on Friday to demand that leaders take strong action to curb climate change amid dire warnings of an increasingly hotter globe if nothing is done soon. The issue has climbed the political agenda in many countries as scientists are warning the world faces dangerous temperature rises unless greenhouse gas emissions are cut sharply in the coming years. Swedish teen activist Greta Thunberg planned to take part in a protest in Berlin. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.